How is Christ with us? By the power of His strength. Now the strength, of course, comes to us from the grace that He always has available at our disposal. But the strength also comes, and how we need this, from the faithful followers of Christ in our own day. Doesn't it strengthen your courage to meet and talk to and associate with people who are keeping the faith in these, what shall I call them, maniacal times? We don't let these people bother us. Pray for them. Pity them. But don't, please, don't let any of them ever disturb you. And I know, how well I know, what I am talking about. I don't have to read their books. I will not finish the sentence. Christ's strength is given to us, surrounding us. Keep in contact with people whose faith is strong. Fourth, through the sacraments. That's why the sacraments were instituted by Christ, to keep us faithful to His teaching, from baptism to anointing. The sacrament of confirmation means just what the word says, confirmation. In the science of linguistics, the letters F or PH and R, forest, fortress, fortitude, firmness, they all have to do with strength. Confirmation, the church defines confirmation as the sacrament of spiritual strengthening, especially strengthening the faith. And now in this century, how thoughtful of the church. She has coined the term for confirmation as the sacrament of martyrdom. Thanks, thanks. It's real. So you go quietly, blithely through life, and you're calm, cool, and you're in possession. Because you know you're not alone. How is Christ with us? Through the church's teaching. I recommend to all of you that you get your hands on as much of the teachings of the Holy Father and the documents of the Holy See as you can get, well, get into your hands. A couple of years ago in Rome, I was in conversation with the editor of the English edition of the Osservatore Romano. Now, that's the Holy Father's official newspaper. It comes out every day. But every week, there is an edition in English, for example, in French, German, and so on. So, the editor told me the Holy Father tells him he would do anything to get the English Osservatore Romano in wider circulation. So I asked him, what is the circulation of the English Osservatore Romano in the United States? I haven't checked the Canadian figures. We've got over 50 million Catholics. He told me, I quote, a little over 5,000. That's the voice of the Vicar of Christ. Get to it. And don't depend on journalists. Once a journalist uses a document and interprets. Finally, how is Christ with his church and with us, who are the church's laws and government? And that is why we recognize that the apostles on whom Christ founded his church have successors in the episcopate. But this must be said. Some people are wondering, didn't the Second Vatican Council somehow provoke the revolution? No. Didn't it somehow abet the revolution? No. But you have to have access to the real Vatican Council. Among the wonderful teachings of Vatican II, oh, how grateful we should be, is the Church's document on the Church. Vatican II document remembers the name, Lumen Gentium, Constitution of the Church, in which we are told, yes, the bishops are indeed successors of the apostles. And as long as they are appointed and retained in office in the diocese, they have authority. Amen. But don't close the book, just turn the page. However, says the council, the authority of the bishops, whether to teach or to govern, depends on the bishop's teaching being in conformity with that of the Bishop of Rome. Do you hear me? The only guarantee that the successors of the apostles have for teaching Christ's truth today is their being in agreement with Christ, and the same for the laws. Pray for the bishops, they might have the wisdom and especially the courage of those great bishops over the centuries who laid down their lives rather than compromise on the teaching of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.